This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for us to have another episode of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, I am an American Family Farmer. If you're new to the program, each week we add a station or two to the roster of hundreds of stations around the country that are interested in listening to the point of view of the small family farmer rather than the big agribusinesses that through their commercial support are responsible for most of the information that you get, most of the conversation that you get on the radio and on television as well, that does support the points of view of big ag, the people who, in my estimation, are not on the side of the American family farmer, or the consumer as far as that's concerned. During the first part of the program, I try to pay attention to some of the news that's affecting small family farmers, the food they produce, the families that consume it. I think I've touched on this before, but it's worth repeating. The poll of registered voters conducted on behalf of the Coalition for Prosperous America shows an overwhelming majority of voters, 86% of Democrats, 83% of Independents, 90% of Republicans, support the American Beef Labeling Act. When you find out, when you know, when you realize, and you as farmers understand this, for the most part, people who are buying your food, people who go to the grocery store, they may not know about what really this beef label issue is. It's actually all, not just about beef, but pork, lamb, anything, chicken. We don't know the country of origin. When you buy fruit, you often, or for the most part, see fruits and packaged vegetables, product of the USA, product of Canada, product of Mexico, etc. But you don't see that on meat because of the impact and the influence of Smithfield, not even an American-owned company, but other huge producers who want to be able to pull from Brazil. They want to pull from Peru. They want to pull from countries in Asia. The fish that you eat, where does it come from? You don't know. I have the slightest idea. So we want labels. And this is something that can't go, it seems to me, without being heard or dealt with. This is, it's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. We need to know, we deserve to know, where the beef is raised. It's astounding that at present, importers can put a product of USA label on beef that is a foreign product. It's deceptive. It's lying. And nobody's doing anything about it. Why is that? Well, that's because of the influence of the big ag on representatives in Congress. Look at the campaign financing and to whom it is given from ADM, from Cargill, from Bayer, from all of the, even the big grocery chains. They have their own, they have legalized extortion of these people. Okay, you want to run? We'll have a fundraiser, get $100,000, but you better be doing what we want. That's basically how this system works. No mandatory country of origin labeling. So, the exception to law needs to be changed. That's what the American Beef Labeling Act is. Senate 2716, House 7291 would correct this by requiring all beef to be labeled as to where it came from, where the animal was born, where it was raised, where it was harvested. Specifically, this legislation restores mandatory country of origin labeling. Remember, it used to be until 2002 when members of Congress got the law changed so that you didn't know anymore. And now the imports of beef have hit an all-time high. American consumers are concerned about the quality as well they ought to be. Brazil, for example, major beef exporter to the U.S., has experienced recurring food safety problems. The numbers here are pretty much proof positive that people want this fixed. Okay, here's some other news from farms. The Robinson Family Farm in Temple, Texas. Massive blaze there this past week. 70 vehicles were burned. Buildings burned to the ground. There were people that came, volunteer firefighters from all around. It's a small area. And so the cars and the trucks, tractors damaged here. Firefighters evaluating this week the heat-related injuries that some had because the cars and tractors that were in this barn, the fuel in them blew up. And you can imagine what that did to the situation. Anyway, so there we have a lot of people in the area helping the Robinson Family Farm. But it is something that, unfortunately, this kind of stuff happens. From pumpkins and peaches to tomatoes, fresh produce is harder and harder to find. Produce has been a big problem, and so I'm focusing now for a moment on central South Dakota, where for 40 years, when things, you know, the people were there looking for produce, watermelons and pumpkins especially, they went to the Rilling Produce Farm. Hundreds of melons, tomatoes, pumpkins are pulled from their fields every day. They weren't sure they were going to be able to continue this year. They looked at the situation, the drought. They were worried as well, you know, in circumstances like that, for watermelon and for pumpkin stuff that gets big like that, squash, you got to have rain for everything that grows. But rain, water is the substance that grows and is the main component of stuff like that. At the end of August, they got a 3.5-inch rainstorm. It was just in time, and they were all so excited. I just thought I'd tell you the story because the rain sort of saved their year. They open up shop in early July, and they, you know, it's too soon for watermelon, too soon for pumpkins, and too soon for peaches, early enough for tomatoes and some of the other things that they grow. This area of South Dakota became a produce desert because of a lot of the big growers who were supplying to Walmart and places like that. They didn't have anything to sell them. So, you know, they can't pay their taxes, can't pay their help, that sort of thing. The drought really took a toll. But I tell you the story of Rilling Produce because it ended well. And there were lots of people enjoying the fresh foods at the end of the season because the rain came just in time. So that's the story of the Rilling Farm. We have another farm to focus on. You may recall about a month ago, we had the father, if you will, at the Kerrigan Farm. And so this is a five-generation family farm. Great stories to tell down in Mooresville, North Carolina. They've got this five-generation family farm. So I thought it would be kind of cool if we brought in the youngest member. We had the oldest member of the family. Now we've got the youngest member, William, who's 21 years old. We're going to have him tell us his story and what's going on, what he's doing on the family farm that either is in sync with his father and the four fathers who have been on the farm, or what's different. Because actually at that age, you know, you got different ideas, new ideas. So let's talk about those with him after these words on the American Family Farmer.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Back to our American Family Farmer. I saw something online that I wanted to share. I'm always getting things from people. You can send me stuff, DougAtDougStefan.com, if you will, in the emails. I look at all of them. Somebody sent me this message. Doug, remember, farmers don't just work till the sun goes down. They work till the job gets done. So let's see how that plays with William Kerrigan of Kerrigan Farms. He's the youngest generation of a five-generation family farm. As I said, we spoke to the head of the farm, William, to William's grandfather, Doug, last month. Learned a lot about how this successful farm operates, and the grandfather did say that William was coming along, so we thought, okay, let's have William tell us his story. William, you're how old?
I'm 21 years old.
Where'd you go to school? What's your educational background like?
I got a bachelor's of horticulture from NC State University, and I also got a minor in entomology and biology.
Okay. So horticulture, how does that play into what's going on the farm now?
Well, horticulture is the study of gardening. So we do a lot of gardening. We grow a lot of horticultural crops. We mainly grow apples, strawberries, and pumpkins. So those are big horticultural crops for us. So,
right.
it's very important with what we do.
Yeah. So you heard me in the news segment talking about the farm in North Carolina. Another farm that went through the same stuff you did. They didn't get rain until late in the season. So how did you plan to work around that? How were you affected by the drought this year?
The drought did affect us a little bit in some ways, but we were also prepared for that. So we irrigate a lot of our fields, but the one thing we don't irrigate are the soybeans. We lease out about two-thirds of our field to grain farmers, and the soybeans had reduced yield this year. We probably got around 70 to 75 bushels of soybeans per acre, and the year before we got 99 on unirrigated land. So
right.
We did have a little bit of reduction in yield, but all the other crops, you know, we had irrigation for, so we were prepared.
Talking about what you learn in school, do they teach you the practical side of what to do with the advent of weather changes? You can't really plan. That's the biggest, hardest thing. We all like to plan what we're going to do for the year. You plant this, you grow that, you have these animals, but the weather kind of takes that afoul. I would like to have you chat with us a little bit about the impact of weather and how you plan around it. What do you do if you've got a lot of land and you need to plant it a certain time of the year? You know, so what does the weather have to do? I know this past year there was a lot of late planting, so let me get to the crux of that with you. We're talking to William Kerrigan of Kerrigan Farms down in Mooresville, North Carolina, here on the American Family Farmer.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Back on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Here with us, another member of the Kerrigan Family Farm. Kerrigan Farms is located in Mooresville, North Carolina. I've explained it's a five-generation family farm. So they're actually with you, William. There are three generations, but I don't remember asking Doug, the grandfather, whether his father was still alive. I didn't expect he'd still be working, but was Doug's father still alive or has he passed?
So actually Doug's my father, my grandfather, Wade, Doug's father, is also still alive. So I'm the third living generation right now, but I'm the fifth generation, like, in the family.
Right. So in terms of what they listen to, I mean, it's fine that you got the education, fine that you're going to have impact, you'll take over. But how much does your father and your grandfather actually listen to you? And how much input do they actually take seriously from you?
Yeah, now that you say, sometimes it is hard to convince my dad new things that we need to do. But, you know, I got to keep bugging him. And then sometimes he will change his mind. Other things I just have to decide to let go. But one of them I'm kind of excited about is pawpaws. It's North America's largest native fruit. For a while, he didn't want to grow them, but now I've kind of convinced him, and we're kind of on the same train of thought with the pawpaws, so we want to start an orchard of those. So that's one thing that I kind of
Well, before you go on, for the unwashed, even farmers who don't know, I've heard of pawpaws. I think they're more of a southern fruit, are they not? There's not something that I would grow here in the Northeast.
So that's kind of a misconception. The pawpaw tastes really tropical, and it's the only temperate species in the genus Acimina that is able to survive frost. But they're native from northern Florida all the way up to southern Maine into Canada. So you probably could
really?
Hear them where you are. Yep. Yep.
Huh. So what are they? How would you describe a pawpaw? Just so that we, I just kind of want to know if I really have had some of them in my hand or in my mouth.
Well, it's a native understory tree. They usually grow clonally. They make suckers. But as far as the taste of the fruit, they can be large, up to around a pound, but, you know, usually maybe around half a pound. And they taste like a cross between a mango and a banana. They have a double row of large, hard black seeds. You don't eat the seeds, but it's easy to eat around them because they're so large. And they taste sweet. They have a smooth, custardy texture.
Really? Where did they originate?
They originated from right around here, from northern Florida all the way to southern Maine.
So maybe, maybe I'm thinking of being in Florida and having a pawpaw down there, and I'm just now trying to think. I was even in Maine last weekend. Is there a place I could find next time I go to Maine? Or even looking around here, I have to find out where the pawpaws are because they sound interesting, delightful, and oftentimes with some of these hybrids, the nutritional benefit is great because you put the best of both worlds together. I'm guessing that was the reason there's so much hybridization. You wonder sometimes, is there really any value to it? But in this case, do you know that there is an added benefit of putting these two fruits together into a pawpaw?
It's not two fruits together. It's its own species of fruit. It hasn't really been hybridized with different species, but it's its own fruit. It's not.
Well, you
really
said it was kind of a cross. That was my mistake. A cross between a banana and what'd you say? A mango.
Just flavor wise, it tastes like a cross.
Okay. All right. So it didn't come from there. All right. Hold on a second. We have more to learn from you. William Kerrigan is here from Kerrigan Farms, Mooresville, North Carolina. Another example of how family farms are being run and successfully. So you get some ideas when you go to their website, KerriganFarms.com.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com to...
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC Advisory Committee has unanimously voted to add COVID-19 shots to the child and adolescent vaccination schedule. Embattled Los Angeles Councilman Kevin De Leon said Wednesday he will not resign amid anger over a leaked tape that revealed him participating in a meeting in which Democrat officials made racist remarks and planned to expand their political power. Former City Council President Nuri Martinez has already resigned, acting L.A. City Council President Mitch O'Farrell.
The wound is deep. The harm is vast. The transgressions are of a profound significance.
San Diego and Houston baseball teams won overnight in the final four race to the World Series. There's only one game tonight, Yankees at Houston. Visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Back at the ranch here, literally and figuratively, the second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen with William Kerrigan, 21 years old, grew up on the Kerrigan family farm in Mooresville, North Carolina, graduated from college, has a bachelor's degree in horticulture, and studied entomology. Entomology is the study of birds, is it not?
Yes, it's the study of insects.
Insects, not birds. Why didn't I? I should have remembered. What is birds? I have to come up with that
ornithology.
Word. Etymology
ornithology.
Is the study of words. That I know, but I've forgotten about these other things that play into understanding what goes on the modern farm. Do you think that modern farming is better because of the knowledge? Is it? And do you have these conversations with your father, Doug, and your grandfather, Wade?
Yeah, definitely. I think modern farming is, it's the future. If we didn't practice modern farming, we'd be going backwards. That's what I got my degree in, modern farming practices. You know, I think farming has come a long way with the advent of genetically modified foods. I think that could be a big step into the future. And that's how we feed more people with modern farming.
Well, there's that, but then there's the danger of some of the modern farming practices, or maybe more particularly the modern farming, the access that we have to things that come from Monsanto, for example, that aren't really good for the soil, and they're good for increasing yield, but they're not great for the end user, and they're not good for the people that work around the farm. And so I wonder if you were taught, because I know a lot of the ag schools have chairs that are funded by Bayer and Dow and DuPont because they want to teach that method of farming, which isn't really open-ended, shall we say, at least from my experience. What's your take?
I think we had to work with these companies. You know, they've got a lot of money. They've got something to listen to, at least. Even if we do nothing, we can listen to them because they've got something to say. So, you know, there's a lot of research going on in NC State. A lot of my friends, you know, they're going to be working with those companies. But
who's paying for the research?
It's a lot of hard work, but.
What companies usually when there's a grant like that to a university, especially a land grant university, the money is coming from an advocacy group or from a company that wants to have the results. They pay for the study because they want to make sure that what comes out of the study is favorable to them. That's why I asked who's paying for the study.
I don't know who's paying for the study, but I know NC State is a public university, so they get a lot of money from the government. I guess the government.
Yeah, the government does help universities, but they also do get grants from the big ag outfits. And my pejorative here is that I don't always think. I think what I do think is that youngsters, and I don't say this in an offensive way, but because there is such a skew to everything today based on who's got the most money and how do they spend it to keep the control that they've gained, I've had any number of arguments with people on the air and off the air who use Monsanto Roundup, for example, and they don't want to hear what the soil tests like after years and years of using that stuff. They don't want to hear about all the suits against Monsanto for Roundup abuse, people dying. They just don't want to hear it. That doesn't mean it's not true or it isn't. There aren't facts associated with it. And I have found that to be the case with some of the people, at least here in Massachusetts, who teach at the University of Massachusetts in the Ag Department. Their answer is pretty much what you just said. We have to deal with these people because they got a lot of money. Well, what does that tell you?
We had to deal with them, but, I think we should work with them. We use Roundup here. Roundup is a great herbicide.
I'll disagree on that fact, whether it's a great herbicide or not. Studying the soil around here that has had Roundup used on it for years and years and years, the soil's dead. It may be good for keeping the weeds down and for keeping bugs from being prominent, but it also, it's just, and this is what I'm saying, I'm not being critical of you, it just is the facts. There are facts, and there are other facts, and the facts don't support the fact that Roundup is great. It does good things to help the farmer get more produce and production, but it isn't good for in so many other ways. Maybe, as you said, you got to work with these people. Maybe there's a way you can influence them to make a product that does the good things that you like and doesn't hurt people and doesn't hurt the soil. Maybe that's...
That's an interesting thing. So with organic pesticides in general, people think organic is good, but it's still another pesticide. The premise of organic is that it comes from natural sources. Well, there's plenty of natural sources that are just as nasty. So with herbicides, I think that synthetic modern herbicides could be even more environmentally safe than organic ones, because organic just means it comes from natural sources, whereas synthetic herbicides, they're trying to make new, safer ones that have less environmental impact. I don't think you're going to be able to convince people to quit using herbicides or pesticides in general So I think
I'm not trying to convince anybody to do anything. I'm just trying to have people know what the facts are and weigh for themselves whether it's what they want to use, what they want to do. You're correct about most everything comes from the land. You look at fertilizer, and the commercial fertilizers have chemicals that are generated by combinations of elements that make up the chemical compounds that are in fertilizer. But they are natural. There are synthetic things, however, that are made. And I think our bodies tell us that synthetic stuff, or things that are put, the processing of certain foods, not particularly good for our health and well-being. At least that's what the naturalists say, and we have conversations like that here. Hold on a second, because this is very interesting, William. We have lots more to talk about. Have to pause for a moment or two. One of the reminders I have for those listening to this program, brought to you in part by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one way to lose weight naturally. This is there's no synthetics in this, no stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff. What is the main ingredient here? There are three elements that go together to make up this product: collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera. Three all-natural items you find in nature that are put together in just the right blend, so that not only is there a help here to losing the weight, more importantly, after you've lost it, you want to keep it off, right? Why do all that work? Why suffer by having, you know, not as much good ice cream as you want, but you're trying to lose the weight? So after you've lost the weight, you go back to eating a lot of good ice cream and other things. And so if you're going to do that, you need some support. Not a great idea to go back to all of your evil ways, but you're going to not want to stay away from chocolate and ice cream and that sort of thing. So do yourself a favor. Go online to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, toploss.com. And check out the 90-day opportunity you have, the BOGO deal. Buy one, two, three, and get the equal number free. But also you have to pay for, when you use Doug as the code, you have to pay for shipping. And then try this money-back guarantee. If it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. You're not going to sign up and keep getting stuff shipped to you every month. There are no hidden fees, no recurring plans. You want more? You got to go online to toploss.com and order more. But take my word for it. I've seen this work with so many people. It'll work for you, but you got to try it to get started. So go to toploss.com, order a 90-day supply, get another 90 days free. That's the essence of the back to school special. The fall special that they have at toploss.com for Calitrin.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Back to the American Family Farmer Show. Doug Steffen here with the fifth generation farmer William Kerrigan from Kerrigan Farms in North Carolina. They started the farm on this property in 1902. Every year, 30,000 people visit the farm. It's a little under 300 acres. Apple picking season. Is it still going on, or are we done with apple picking and apples? You're south in North Carolina. I would think you'd still have a lot of them.
So where we are in North Carolina, we're just about out of apples. But in other parts of North Carolina, they still have plenty of apples. In the mountains of North Carolina, they bloom a little later, so they have a later ripening. Here, we bloom a little earlier, so we're about done with apples now.
So what do you go into? This area of North Carolina is pretty temperate. Can you grow things there most of the year? Can you do things that, like here in New England, our growing season is over. We're done. But now certainly further south you go, the more they can have 12-month crops. What can you get out of the land there?
So we're in zone 7. So we still do get a frost. The average minimum temperature is like 5 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit. So it can get kind of cold. We haven't had a frost yet. We're expected to have a frost sometime this Thursday or Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
Because we haven't had a frost here where I am. Normally, it's about this time of year that we get our first frost. And look at the weather. We may get one about the same time you do, which is interesting because I always thought you were pretty much behind us by even a month.
Usually that's the case. But I think this fall, it's been a little bit cooler. So we've kind of had to change up a little bit with that. But, you know, we can work around the weather.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think you're going to bring as you get closer and closer to being the person in charge when your father, your grandfather sort of say, okay, kid, this is yours. What are you going to keep the farm going in the same direction? Or do you think because of your education, you might take a different approach to certain things?
The direction that it's going in right now, I think that I want to keep it going in that direction. When our family bought the farm, the fifth generation, it used to be a subsistence farm. We used to grow a little bit of everything to get by and to survive. And then my great-grandfather grew cotton, like everyone else did around here. My grandfather had dairy cattle. Everyone else in Iredell County did that.
Yeah.
And then my dad got a horticulture degree, and now I've got the same horticulture degree. So ag tourism, I think, is the way.
Right. But we still need to be able to grow enough food. And I wonder if the pressure is on there. It sounds like you have lots of participation from folks. And I'm looking at a map. Mooresville is not exactly in the middle of of anything. So you got plenty of land near, not far from Cleveland, actually, in Huntersville, off of Route 77 as you go south. But, you know, there are things that we're trying to do here. I'm just reflecting on what I'm trying to do to keep some of the old alive and go in new directions with animals and how they are treated. You don't really have animals, though, on your farm, do you?
No, we're pretty much all plants. We have a little petting zoo in September and October, but yeah. We don't have that year-round. We pretty much do all plants.
Well, we need to be able to feed the country, that's for sure. And I think that you will help. The farm will help. And I wish you well. Tell your father I said hi. Thank you again for your input, William. Great to hear. Refreshing to hear some of your thoughts and ideas. William Kerrigan of Kerrigan Farms in Mooresville, North Carolina, here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
The American Family Farmer at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with my opining, if you will, my thoughts, my constructive criticisms and thoughts about things from my experience. You can get, by the way, don't forget the American Family Farmer podcast available every week with the nuggets, if you will, the ins and outs of our conversations that we have, highlights. You can catch it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, iHeart, Apple. It's all over the place. The thought, I just, as I was talking to William Carrigan here in the program and the things that they do, he just said something toward the end of the discussion about what they do in the fall, agritourism, what's open. And so when we have, as I do, and most of the farms around here are doing, they're trying to cap the season by spending the last 6 weeks or so of the season getting as much money as they can. Because from, you know, after Thanksgiving, pretty much everybody's closed until the first things start growing in the spring. So we are focused on getting people on the farm, making them feel at home, and giving them good service. So that's kind of where my head is at the moment. I was thinking when I was a kid, the definition of a farmer was simply a farmer. Farmers planted seeds, they grew crops, they raised livestock. Pointing once again, what William said, his grandfather did a lot of everything. And so they never had to speak to the public. These days, consumers want to know where the food is coming from. I tell you every week, go to the farm. It's the best place to get good fresh food. You don't have to worry about packaging problems. You don't have to worry about E. coli, listeria, salmonella, none of that stuff. And you can go watch, see, you go even pick. How many places around where you are do they have apple picking, or go pick your own pumpkin or whatever it is? That's something new to farming. When I was a kid, didn't do that. I've grown into it on my farm, and I think a lot of other people have grown in, because these days consumers want to know about the farm. They want to bring their children to learn about animals if they can. They want to know about tractors, farm operations. And a lot of people are learning a little bit about the skill that's required to farm. So if you're providing hospitality and good service on your farm, it's something people will talk about. They'll be all over social media. For example, one of my friends here is running since September and into the end of October, a pumpkin patch, and you can go out and get lost in the corn maze, and you can walk among the sunflowers and stuff like that. But he raised his prices a lot this year, and at first people were recoiling. The social media was full of, this is not worth $20, and yada, yada, yada. But through the course, that did take its toll the first couple of weeks. But now, in the last couple of weeks, I've seen huge numbers of people at this farm. So people are looking to connect, not only with the fruits and vegetables that are available this time of year or through the year, but also what's the farm experience like? Even taking a little hayride around into the cornfield, into the maize, into where the sunflowers are growing, where the raspberries are, all that stuff, and pointing out what those things are, that's important for people to know. Remember, most people don't know what you know about food and farming. There's a learning curve now. Unfortunately, I think for those who don't know a lot about it, there's a good place for you to start is bringing your family to the farms in your area that are focused on getting you to know about what goes on in the farm, quality customer service on the farm, and what are your values. Every single contact you have with a customer defines your brand, defines who you are, defines your operation. Whether it's a farm stand or a full agritourism operation, that in my mind, most of them, there's a place around here, Kimball Farm, that has three different locations, serves ice cream. They've got a putt-putt golf course. They've changed the farm into a tourist trap. That's the way I look at it. No cows, no animals around, not growing anything. But people still think it's a farm experience, and the food's good, and the ice cream's great, so that's where they go. Anyway, I just think that it is important for everybody to know who their customers are and how you can learn sometimes by the failures of others how to change and how to communicate and how to improve the practices on your farm. Listen to your customers. They'll tell you what they want. That's my thought. That's my opinion. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.